Like I say, I'm thankful this morning that he remains faithful.
Amen.
No matter how I may not be so faithful, he always remains faithful. Just want to be a help to you this morning. Don't have anything special, just got a little bit of scripture. I'm glad if you wasn't here for the early morning part. I'm glad that it's bubbling over. I think there's several people here this morning. It's bubbling. John chapter 4. We might read some in John chapter 7. Don't really know how this is going to go, but I know who's in charge. We might do some expository preaching this morning. It ain't something I'm used to, but I'm going to do my best to get out of the way and let the Lord have his way. Starting in verse 1, the Bible reads, it says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples." It says he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs to go through Samaria. And for those that don't know how that looks on the map, Judea is down here and Samaria is above Judea, and then Galilee is above that. And a lot of times the Jews looked at Samaria as a bad land, and they'd do their best to go around it, and you'd have to go down and cross over the Jordan River and climb up a mountain, and you'd come back down and you had to cross the Jordan again. So they went out of their way to keep from going through Samaria. But notice what Jesus said. Said he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, and near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. That was about noonday according to the Jewish time. But it said, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into a city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have give thee living water." And I'll stop right there for a minute, and I just want to help you to understand something this morning, that Jesus had went to a woman here that when he was sitting on that well, and she came there to draw water at a time where they wasn't no religious folks, they wasn't no There wasn't nobody around that was normally there drawing water, but she'd came in a time of day when nobody was there, so she could be there by herself, Bruce, and Jesus so happened to be there, and necessarily she didn't know exactly who he was, but obviously he looked like a Jew, and because she said, "You're a Jewish man, and them men don't even speak to women." He said, and she asked you, she said that you asking of me for a drink, and what she didn't understand was the Bible says that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And it said to her that if she would have knew us the gift of God, that she would have asked him and that of something to drink. Now, I ain't talking about a smooth drink of water in the heat of the day or nothing like that, because we know that the water represents the Spirit. And I'm going to read a little bit more here. It said that the woman unto him said, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep." How many of y'all at some point in your life, maybe not yourself, but heard somebody say, "Well, I'm too big of a sinner, the Lord can't help me," or maybe the church is liable to fall in if I was to walk in there. I'll tell you something this morning, the well ain't too deep that you can't get in, amen, that you can't get salvation from God, because listen, just because she didn't understand that he didn't have nothing to draw with, thank God for the Spirit that came by my way. When I was sitting lost in a church, the Spirit passed by. It didn't matter how big of a sinner I was or how sorry I was, but thank God that Jesus passed by. Praise God, through His Holy Spirit, and bid me to come unto Him. This woman couldn't understand why that a man would ask her to give him a drink, and him being a Jewish man. It said, the woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again." Listen, I might stray off, Bruce. I might find myself out of the will of God. But listen, it don't change the fact that the Holy Spirit lives down on the inside of me. That wherever I am, He can remind me of where I am from where I used to be. Amen. This morning, a lot of us catch ourselves beating ourselves over the head because of what we've done wrong. And Jesus said that I've cast them as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. And then there we are most of the time. It's the devil telling you what a sorry, no good for nothing you are. But Jesus has always been faithful through it all. I'm glad it didn't matter where I was or what I had done. He had forgiven me of my sins. Amen. The Bible said, it said, the woman saith unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." She understood then. She didn't come there to draw some water that was going to sustain her for the rest of her life, and she finally understood what she was getting. But it said here, it said, Jesus said unto her, "Go call thy husband and come hither." Y'all know how it goes. And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly." And the woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in the mountains, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." And listen, now it said, Jesus said, said unto her, woman, believeth me. He said that there's a coming hour when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Listen, you ain't got to be in the church house to worship Jesus Christ. Amen. You ain't got to be down there at a funeral and thinking about Jesus Christ. I've been on a lawnmower. I've been on logging equipment. I've been by myself. And the Lord, I could worship Him all the day of the hours, amen, of my life. After I received that Holy Spirit, that living water this morning. You don't just have to be in the church house to praise God. He said, you worship, you know not what. And we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So that means that we ought to worship Him in spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives down on the inside of us. And this Bible right here is the truth. If we'd learn of Him, and it said to take His yoke upon Him. For He's meek and He's lowly and His burden is light. And listen, He just don't want to be a part of your life on Sunday and Wednesday. He wants to be a part of your life every day of the week, every hour of the week, every time of the day. He wants you to just worship Him. It said to let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. Listen, I ain't saying that I always do. I know that, but listen. And that's what the Bible says for us to do. And if we could just find our way to Jesus Christ and praise His holy name. They was going to a feast there over in John chapter 7, starting in verse 37. Listen to what Jesus was saying over there. He said, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He didn't say go on to John. He didn't say go on to them other men. He said, if you want something to drink, He said, come unto me. I ain't talking about living. I ain't talking about just a regular water you get in a cup, but I'm talking about if you find yourself in a situation to where, listen, I told a man one time, I said, he wasn't a believer of Christ, and he said, he just always had something to say, you know, about why he wasn't a believer. And I said, listen, now that you got children, what are you going to do one of these days if they end up in Erlanger on a flight up there and the doctors tell you there ain't no hope? We've done all that we know how to do. Listen, you can't call your mom and daddy and get no more help than the doctor. The only one you're going to have to call is Jesus. Sometimes in our life we get to a place where mom and daddy can't help us. The pastor and the deacons and the men in the church can't help us. But we need Jesus. So here He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That means, just like Daddy said this morning, Daddy, it's always bubbling up on the inside of you. Listen, you ain't got to call the preacher to get it started. That old boy sitting down there for 38 years, he used the excuse of somebody else getting in before him every time. And he said, I ain't got a man to help me get in. Listen, you get that living water down on the inside. You ain't got to worry about the waters getting troubled. For some somebody to pick you up and help you in. I know they sang a song, it said that I know that he didn't promise the cross wouldn't get heavy. He said, I know the hill, it ain't gonna, sometimes it's going to be hard to climb. He said, but one time there, he said that while you was in the middle of climbing up that hill, the help would always come in time. Amen. I'm glad for the help that came on time for me that Sunday night. This morning, all he wants is us to love him and praise him and worship him. He's got the remedy for what's wrong in your life if you don't have that living water. It's called salvation. And he came to seek and save that which was lost. He didn't come for the well, but he said he came for the needy and the sick and the ones that needed a physician. And I'm glad that he's the only physician that can help me and you. I'm talking about beyond this carnal walk that we walk, but spiritually we got to have him. Jesus Christ is the only remedy that we could ever turn to that can get us out of situations where, you know, you always feel lonely. I know kids that feel lonely all the time. They're kind of depressed. They don't know where to turn. They just feel like they're just tossed here and there and they don't fit in. But if you would get Jesus Christ in the center of your life, you've got the whole world to help. You can go and you can help somebody. Like Bruce was saying earlier, it's so black and dark and dying world, you can go to them, you can shine some light from within. This woman, she was a bad person in a lot of people's eyes. I'm human. I see people and I cast judgment on them. You say, well, you ought not do that, preacher. Well, I'm just telling you, I'm being honest. I see people and I cast judgment on them and think, well, boy, they ain't, that right there ain't worth nothing. He won't even do this, he won't do that, or she won't do this, or she won't do that. But I'm glad that Jesus went through Samaria. Yeah. For that woman, I'm glad when he passed by that feller there that was sitting there for 38 years that Jesus didn't come there and stir them waters up and then help him in, Daddy. He told him, he said that it take up thy bed and go. He said, he asked him though, he said, without being made whole. And he give him all these excuses, just like every one of us. You know, so many times, I guess some of us got saved when we was real young, but I can remember I was a young man. I was in my teenage years and so many people would say, well, this is a got saved, that one's got saved, and I can remember my little old granny saying, well, actually ain't saved yet, but he's going to get saved, and I can remember how that felt to me. Can you imagine how that would feel? I'm sure you know how it feels that he ain't saved yet, but he's going to be. And whenever I got saved, I had my own testimony. Granny didn't have to go testify for me. I had something down on the inside of me that I could stand up and say, thank you, Lord. Lord, amen. I had it for myself. It wasn't that I had to borrow some of yours, but I got all of mine. It was for me. I'm glad he's got enough for each and every one of us. And it'll be your own if you ain't got it. It'll be yours. You won't have to go, Mama, can I have, or Daddy, can I have? You just go to Jesus and say, I want it. He'll give it to you. It'll be free. But I tell you what, it cost him more trouble and turmoil. If you ain't read the Bible, you ought to read it and just listen to what he had to go through for you and I to be saved. I mean, a man that got beat and spit on, made fun of, called a liar. Not only that, but he came everything, every vile thing you can think of when he was hanging on that old cross for me and you. So much that his father couldn't even look upon him. Said he had to turn his head. And Jesus said, "My Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He can't look upon sin. But the remedy is Jesus Christ. And when I stand account before him one of these days, it ain't going to be Ashley that gets out of it. It's going to be because Jesus Christ and his blood has been applied to my life. And that's what God's going to say. If he's got him, he's forgiven. Welcome in, my faithful servant. That's why. It ain't because of me. It ain't because I was called to preach. It ain't because that I can stand up and sing some gospel songs. It ain't because I attend church. But it's because of Jesus Christ. If you ain't born again this morning, he's got enough living water for you. It's got your name on it. Matter of fact, he said he'd write your names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Never be forgotten. They sang a song that when I can't remember him, he will remember me. I know folks in this life that's got Parkinson's, they've got dementia, they've got all these things. But I want you to know, if you've ever been born again, if you forget about being saved or having your name wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life, Jesus Christ won't never forget it. He's going to always remember it until that time comes. And then you'll be reminded, you'll be renewed, and you'll be converted, amen, to listen, the Bible said that you would, this old terrestrial body will put on a body of, listen, I know the Bible said that you put on one of them bodies that won't never decay. A celestial body. A glorified body. And you'll be reminded and you'll be renewed. If you might have forgot who he was, he'll remind you who he is one of these days. We'll do like the 420 elders in Revelations. We'll just walk up there and pitch our old crown. Amen, you worthy of a crown. But we'll pitch it at his feet just like them and say, "Praise ye the Lord Almighty."
Hallelujah.
We'll be singing a song the angels can't even sing.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth. I love Lord now. If you ain't saved, God's dealing with your heart. It'll start with bubbling. I remember sitting up there, I was choking to death. My mom come up there and hugged me and she said, "Son, I love you and the Lord loves you." And she said, sitting back there, I sat in the choir that night, she said, "It looked just like you was lost." And she is exactly right. Yeah. I was lost sitting up there in that choir. Praise the Holy Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't turn him away again that night. I turned him away that morning, but I wasn't turning him away again that night. I preached down there at Little Conasauga a while back about getting in the water. Y'all know the story about ankle deep and knee deep and loin deep and waters to swim in. That water's the Spirit. The more you work in this thing and more you study in this thing, the more the Spirit will just, it's just like it says, it's a river of springing up into you of everlasting life. Just pour and pour and pour out of you. Can't help it. It ain't something that you have done on your own, but it's just because of the help of the good Lord Almighty. I was one step away from getting in the water. It didn't matter if it was from here to the back of the church. I was one step. Because I was a trust in the Lord when I took that step. And he carried me the rest of the way down there. I don't remember what I said, don't remember what I done, Mama. But I know when I come up from there, that there was something down on the inside of me. Just like that song, it's a bubbling in the morning, it's a bubbling at night. It's a bubbling, it's a bubbling. Whew! I tell you this morning, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I beg you to try Jesus. He'll be the best thing you've ever tried in your life. I've been the sorriest servant he's ever had, but he's been the best God Almighty I've ever served. Susan, I wish you to come sing All My Hope's in Jesus. Because it ain't in nothing else. It ain't in this world. It ain't in my job. It ain't in my family. It's in Jesus Christ. If your hope is in anything else but Jesus Christ, I ask you to consider Jesus Christ. Them old Hebrew boys went down there one time and Nebuchadnezzar told him to bow down and worship this golden image. And they stayed faithful to trust God and he sent them through the fire. This morning, he's right for whatever's wrong in your life. Brother Bruce.